It started.
Yay, we have started. It has gone down.
We welcome people, or do we just talk to each other?
Yeah, we can welcome people. Hi, everybody. Welcome to our podcast.
Where shift is hitting the fan.
That's right. And hopefully you're the fan.
Spread it about.
I mean, technically, we're each other's fan too, so that's always
Yeah.
happening. Shift is always hitting us. So yeah, I have decided to go by Avra.
Cool.
That I don't be too attached to that listener, because that's just what I'm called to right now. Yeah, what were we? We totally had this whole plan of an introduction, but because Brian didn't show up, Brian is what I call my brain. Brian isn't here with me totally. I don't remember it.
Well, let's just start with some introductions. Who are you? Why are you here? What's, I don't know, give some background about yourself.
All right. I'm
Oh,
Avra.
I'm, well, go
Yeah.
ahead. You go ahead.
Okay. Avra. I am a resident physician, which is energy medicine person. That's just what I call it. I have been learning to heal myself through a work injury that took my breath away, left me bedridden for mostly three, well, for mostly bedridden for 3.5 years so far. June 2020 is when the incident happened. And so I've been learning to ground myself in my magic. I built a community, which Elias is a part of, and so I've been having a community help me learn to heal myself, and yeah, because the workman's comp system isn't working, so here I am. I'll be going through different states. Sometimes I have good days, other times not, and that's just what's so for now. But I'm working through that. I'm able to sit up now, and I'm here to talk to my dear friend about magical things.
Yeah, gonna create some magic and shifting of perspectives and life and all the things.
Yeah.
All right, so I'm Elias. I don't know, I am me. that's all I really know in life. I guess I created a business called Born to Create. I guess my belief is that we are creators here in this life, that we have this opportunity to create anything and everything that we want to, creating these effects throughout everything that we do. And I guess for me, that kind of started to come into place about 2 years ago, and I started realizing more about energy and about healing the body and listening to the body, listening to other people's bodies. I've always loved the body, or at least since I was in high school and started swimming and started loving the body. And so that became a big emphasis for me on what it is that I want to do. So I love just working with people and working with their bodies and reading people's bodies. And I do something called stick work, which is like a Russian massage thing to help people release emotions. And I love leading our meditations that we have in our in our manifestation meetings that we have, and leading meditations for others as well, and just using my intuition to just listen and create stuff and having fun. So That's me.
Awesome.
Now
So
what?
now what? So now, yeah. So what do we intend this podcast to be about, I guess?
Shifting, talking
Yeah.
about really cool magical things. I think you have a really cool background in landmark, in like seeing the truth or seeing things for how they are. And I think that it's like getting down to the root truth or the root, or even just seeing different perspectives from each other on different topics on from other people. Allowing our minds to be the creative forces that they are. That's kind of how I see what we're going through with this podcast is just bringing those type of things to life.
I agree. I've said this a few times that there have been so many times that Elias and I have been talking, and I wish I was recording what we were saying. So that's what it is for me, is just actually sharing the things that come up for us in conversation, where we seem to be so aligned in so many ways and going through the same things. At the same times, it seems like, or around the same time, that we've been able to be such a support for each other, since we've known each other. And so yeah, so I'm glad that we're actually recording these now, that
Yeah.
we have a structure to record this and share it and just see what comes up. So yeah, that's it. For me, I want to play. I want to see what comes up in the moment, what's in the space, what we're up against, and just be playful. I'm not attached to any outcomes with this, and I don't think Elias is either, so we'll see how it goes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think it's cool to like really be able to share our shifts that we see in ourselves. You know, like just me the yesterday, I think seeing, oh, my girls might be home. But yeah, me seeing the shifts of like this is where I'm supposed to be. And this is what like this is what's supposed to be in my life. And as I've relaxed and surrendered and let go of life, like things just keep on going. And I think that's been a big theme for me the past, at least the past couple of years, is just learning to let go and surrender and still have desires. But in that pursuit of desires, like we pursue that and it doesn't turn out and it doesn't do something and you just let go and you say, all right, cool. This is what's here. This is what's in front of me. And I get to create something new out of this. I get to just, follow my desires, my wants, and whatever is happening. And then just to watch it just pan out into some cool, magical thing. And I think that's really, really fun to see. And I think you and all of your magic and spirituality and all the things that you've studied and all the with techniques, the healing techniques and the shamanism and the Reiki, not so much Reiki, I guess. The Reiki's just there. I feel like there's cooler things than that.
Much cooler things yet. No, Reiki's pretty
Yeah.
cool.
But just all the modalities that you have and all the thoughts that you have from those. I think it brings a really cool perspective. And then me, I just play with stuff. There's no modality for me. It's just like, what's here? What do I need to do? What do I need to listen to? Let's, I have things that I want to go experience and go play with. Like Kundalini, energy would be really fun to go and have some training on. But at the same time, it's like, oh, if I have that, it's not going to be Kundalini training for me. It's just going to be, this is just another way that energy moves.
I'm the same way though. Like, I am known as a, by my shaman friends, I am known as an artist with my energy. Even before I had any official training in any of these modalities. That's what I was referred as an artist with these, and even with them, I'm just playful. I make up. I question. I want them to teach me what they're capable of, and don't follow any structures with it, because I want to explore the magic. We're only limited by our imagination with the energy, so I want to know where it can take me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think that in the same way, like I just want to play, and like I don't care what it is. I'm just going to follow whatever the energy is, whatever the light is. And I feel like that's something that frustrated me in school. Like there's these specific ways, and then I just was got always got caught up in like this is the way. And if you look at like, so Elias is my name that I received from the universe. I reached out, and that's the first thing that popped in my mind. But my name that I went by through childhood was Kyle. And if you look at that name in Gaelic, I think it's Gaelic, it means straight and narrow. And it makes sense from like my religion that there was a straight and narrow path that I needed to follow. There was a specific way, and I was stuck in that way for a very long time. And then I served a mission for my church, and I started having companions that were like not on that way. They weren't on the path. They weren't doing the things that I was like, this is the way we should be doing it. And I started breaking that down, that boundary of like, yeah, there's people are people, and I just need to love people. And I feel like now I'm at that point, I'm like, no, there's just life. Like I still try to take a concept and like this is the way or this is the thing. And I'm like, but it's not. It's only one part of
Yeah.
it.
Yes, and I love that because I also don't like to be dogmatic about anything, you know. Everything is something that I'm trying on. You know, every belief, I'm just going to try it on to see how it fits and what I can make of it. And so I love that openness about you. Another way that we're like same, you know. I appreciate that.
Yeah. Well, and going into the space of not knowing, I think is where the real magic comes in. When you don't know anything, anything is possible. And it's almost like you know better.
Yeah,
And it's
that's how
like
you
that
know
space of,
everything.
yeah, it's like that space of not knowing brings this lack of judgment. And then your mind is able to tune in to all the different things that are there, like tune into existence, and you just start creating a narration that seems to be really accurate to whatever, whoever, to whatever's going on in somebody else's life or even in your own life. And that's the cool part of it. Just stop knowing.
Yes, stop knowing. Bravo.
There's a TikToker out there who has his name's Yam Socks, and he had for a little while he had on his TikTok page, I know nothing. And one day I realized, wow, you know nothing. To be like, to me, knowing is like this in, like being intimate with an idea. So if you're intimate with not know, like you're intimate with nothing, that's cool. And given that's probably not what he meant by that, but like
Yeah.
that's where my brain went with this. And
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, I think
Yeah.
it's a cool space to be in.
Yeah, it is for him too, if that's how you perceive him. I was just talking about this in the alchemy class. Like, for me, I'm even afraid of perceiving people, of discerning, of judging. Because I know that we're telepathic beings, and I know that my thoughts about somebody is gonna contribute to that energy of whether or not they're staying there, or I'm putting them somewhere. And And that, like putting them someplace where it's constructive and it's actually gonna contribute to them, because now you've contributed to him, ha him having a new context, if that wasn't the context already, unless you picked up on what he was trying to say. You know, there's
Yeah.
that too. You may have picked up what he was putting down.
Yeah.
And that's the fun of it, is not knowing.
Yeah. And I think there's something to it of like listening and feeling where the energy's going. And that's something that I've loved with my martial arts practice is like one of the things that we practice is like you just very lightly touch a person and like you just standing in front of each other very lightly touching the person and you just start feeling where is their body going, where is their movement, and then you just exaggerate that movement and before you know it like your very little touch has just set them off balance, and that's been a really cool like imagery of like that's how you heal. That's how you start listening to your emotions. You start listening to the energy in your body. Where is it wanting to go? Where is it pushing you? Where is it driving you to just be in harmony with all the other things going on? And I think that's something cool about like, especially my sickness that I've had the past year probably. I've looked at it in a very alchemical sense, in that very energetic sense of like, why is this here? Why do I have this sickness? What is it trying to tell me? What is it that I'm shedding? What is it that I'm letting go of in my life? Because that sickness, you don't need to be sick. Like you're the immune response that you have is your body. Kind of, it's just a reaction that your body's having. Your body can get rid of the viruses and the bacteria without that slowed down response or that pain or that suffering that we tend to go through with sickness. And so when that comes up, it's like, oh, I need to shed something. And my body's telling me to slow down so that it can just get rid of something that's inside of me. And I think you've probably seen that a lot with all the sickness, the cancer, and everything that you've gone through.
Yeah, it's also for me, recognizing that it's there. And like we say, integrating, or for me, it's communicating. Like, I see you're there. I get you. I love you. I know you have a purpose here. How about you align with me in this purpose instead? So that it doesn't, so that it's not villainized, it's not alone, it's not disempowered. It can still have a purpose. And yeah, and I do know that my downtime has been so that I can get to know myself, because I believe that I get every single thing that I ask for. Every single thing that I go through is an answer to some prayer or something that I put out into the universe that is beneficial for me. And so my job is to recognize, how is this an answer to what I just asked for? And then use that. So I've been using that time, because I dream big. I dream of impossible things. I love manifesting impossible things. So I've been going through, like pretty massive things, because from where I'm asking, it is too big of a leap to get to where I wanted to. Just like I had to have memory loss to so that I could let go of all the things that I was holding on to, from my landmark days, or ontological stuff, because I was so attached to all of that stuff that I wasn't able to learn anything new. So I knew that I needed to not be myself anymore so that I could get the thing that I asked for. So that's just like the thing that I'm picking up is like, this is happening for my good because I asked for something. So how can I have this work for me? And how can I work through to help in answering my own prayer, basically. So yeah, it's definitely teaching everything, teaching moments,
Oh, yeah.
opportunities to learn.
When I think that's something that I've seen again with that sickness stuff, like I've been manifesting things in my life, big changes, making huge transitions in my perspectives and my views and all of these different things over the past couple of years. And this past, like ever since, I don't know, the past year at least, I have been more sick in my life than I've ever been ever. And it's just, and part of it's like it's just coming through our family too. Like my girls have been sick and my girls will bring home stuff and my daughter's in kindergarten, so that's everybody knows that that's just like the phase when everything the whole household gets sick. But at the same time, like I was always that person that just never got sick, except for maybe once or twice a year. And this
Same.
year has felt like that. Like I was sick this year at times when nobody else was sick. Like I had a some big pain in my throat and some big lump here, and I was there for a whole week. And during that, probably a day or two into that week, I was like, I need to stop eating and just stop doing anything. And I fasted for at least 3 days, just no eating, and just sat with that and like realizing that that was me shedding something in my voice, shedding something in the way I speak, in my opinions, really. That's something I've noticed too lately with my, I'm actually having opinions about things in life now, whereas before I never did. It was just like, it's just go with the flow.
Same.
It was just somebody else making decisions for me. But as I would relax into what my body was doing and just said, okay, I see you for what you are, it would, my body would just work its magic. And then at some point I would feel like, all right, I'm ready to go. And the next day it'd be gone. I got pneumonia at Christmas time because I was overburdened and too had too much, just felt like there was too much going on in my life. And I don't remember what it was. Something that triggered it to like get rid of it. But I the day that I felt like I was ready to be done with it, I just started going, started doing stuff around the house again, and then it was gone. You know that, like, oh, that was easy. But I also recognize that I had no desire to do anything extra, and I just wanted to find that ability to just rest and find that empowerment to take over my life and just do the thing that I needed or wanted to do, which was at that time nothing. And once I listened, it said, okay, I'm good. We
Your
can
body's
go
like, I
back to
got
normal.
you.
Yeah.
I'll help you with this. Thanks, Adi.
Body. Body Huggins.
Yeah. Anyway, so this is a taste of what you'll get on this podcast. This was supposed to be the intro, so I'm gonna wrap it up here. And if we want to continue, we will record that part
And
after.
we want you all to know that you're dang magical.
That's right.
And that's what this purpose, that's what I think our purpose is to
Yeah.
say, to learn about our own magic and to learn about the magic that's inside of you. And magic being not necessarily like witchcraft or whatever. I think that has its place and its purpose, but just that magic of bringing creation, bringing life out of nothing And I think that's the cool part of it. Like that
Yes.
unknown space. You are create when you create from a place of nothing, it's a pure creation. And you are able to do that yourself. And you're not recreating somebody else's stuff. You're just creating the life that is inside of you and bringing it out into the world. And then you shift yourself. You shift the world and you shift hits the fan and it goes splat.
Yes, I think for me, magic is about being playful, and not taking life or yourself too seriously, so that you have the space to discover yourself and what you're capable of. And that's my intention is to be playful with you.
Yeah. We're gonna play
Yes.
like a bunch of monkeys.
That's right. Monkeys and
Well,
dragons. I know dragons aren't playful for y'all, but I'm a dragon, so double dragon.
whatever.
So I'm playful with that.
You get to create your own dragon, whatever that
That's
means.
right. That's right. Double dragon on the ear of the dragon, on my dragon. I'm quadruple dragon right now.
Nice. Today is the day of the dragon.
That's right. Dragon and the monkey. All right.
All
Well,
right.
that's it for now. I love you madly, and I hope to see you on the next one. That's right.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
The
the magic hearts.
magic. All right.
All right.